Proclamation number 5280, dated the December 25th, 1951. Our Father. Children of my love, I will never let go of you, even if an infinitely long time passes by before you become aware of me. My love nevertheless remains unchanging and will not rest until it has won you over. This is why I descended to earth. This is why I allowed myself to be nailed to the cross as a human being. This is why I come to you in the Word time and again and try to make you understand what you are and what you should become. Everything came into being for your sake. Every work of creation is a means through which I want to win you over for good. And everything that happens on earth and in the whole of the universe was decided from the start for the sake of your former bliss. For those of you humans who are not yet consciously my children, I'm merely the distant God, providing, of course, that you believe in a God at all. However, only when I have become the Father for you will the goal have been reached so that I can draw you to my heart as my children. But it often takes a long time before you recognize God as Father. And therefore I came into the world as an infant in order to kindle your love for me. Given that you don't grant me the love of a child for its father, I wanted to be loved by you as an infant, in order to first kindle love in you, the blissful feeling that lets you become like me, if you increase the degree through your will. As an infant I came close to you, I wanted to be recognized and thus also be loved as a divine infant, and as an infant I wanted to gain your hearts forever. The love you show for the infant Jesus is already a step towards realization. It is the degree of a child's love for me, since it can be fanned into brightest radiance if you follow this infant's life on earth, which ended with the most bitter suffering and death on the cross. This love for the infant Jesus is bound to increase if you know of his mission, of the act of salvation for the whole human race, which was the reason for his coming to earth. Anyone who is able to love the babe in the manger is also capable of the right love of a child towards me. For love does not stand still. Love is a fire which consumes everything within its reach and therefore takes on gigantic proportions. And thus love, once it has been aroused in a human heart, will constantly try to find more food, and heightened love will indeed find me as the eternal love. For love will always strive towards love, the child will surely recognize its father and give him its heart completely. And my love is waiting for it and draws it entirely to itself. For love has merged, it has united the child with the father and made it indescribably happy. Amen.